we've joked around about that for many, many years, that if something huge was to happen here within our own country, and even something similar to this, you know, the ones who would know how to handle it the best, take care of themselves, take care of their family, are probably the veterans.
That's Chris Krieger, president and co-founder of Western New York Heroes, Inc., who says while many local veterans are taking care of their households, they are concerned for older veterans. Krieger's not-for-profit helps by delivering food and goods to vets who especially need it. Another challenge is helping clients process claims and cases when they cannot sit and do it together. Alyssa Vasquez is the PFC Joseph P. Dwyer Program Manager at the Veterans One-Stop Center of Western New York. She says it can sometimes be tricky when having to prepare paperwork.
So it is difficult because, you know, there's things that you have to, like, really make them understand and paperwork that needs to be provided. And obviously that can, there can be a huge hindrance there if they're not able to, say, fax something or scan and send something to us via email. So not only is that an issue, but then on the flip side, thankfully, some of the programs that we're working with, just as the entire government has really kind of realized they have to be lax on certain standards, like HIPAA standards for certain providers, we've also gotten the okay to lower some of our standards and criteria to kind of help facilitate still being able to assist while having to do it from afar.
Some other breaks, at least in the short term, are the state-ordered moratorium on housing evictions and the federally ordered lowering or suspension of mortgage payments. What is especially missed, veteran advocates tell WBFO, are the peer-to-peer support programs, though they are exploring options such as video group chats. Vasquez says she is seeing two kinds of reactions by veterans, the battle and survival mode, but also the willingness to sacrifice in order to reach the desired goal of returning to a normal life.
Everybody that's ever served in the military can kind of understand that embrace the suck factor, we say that, like we're all in this together kind of thing. So I think that more than the stressful reactions, I think I'm seeing a lot more of the positive, like, hell, like, this sucks for everybody and everybody is suffering and we're in this together, like, you know, be there for one of another kind of a thing.
When Western New York finally emerges from the pandemic, Krieger says the challenge will get tougher for many veterans to find work, and it'll get tougher for agencies like his, who don't get government subsidies, to get financial support.
Our big worry out of all this is that with all the small companies, the large corporations, or even the individuals who are shutting down or being laid off, it could be critical to not only our nonprofit, but to many other nonprofits, because financially the hurt everyone is seeing from this, nobody's going to be so quick or apt to make that large donation for quite a while. I mean, that could be a critical turning point for many of these nonprofits where, you know, they rely and operate solely off donations and fundraising.
In the short term, the Project Blues for Vets is staging an online concert this Sunday, beginning at 3:30 p.m. to raise funds for local veterans in immediate need. A link to more information may be found at WBFO.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.